This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It's the Talk Radio Review with very intelligent and seemingly affable contributors here. Jennifer Horn is from KRLA in Los Angeles. Also, she has a slim, very narrow connection now to the Good Day program. So it's always good to have her here. So that
sounded you like describing me as slim. I was going to say first. Thank you.
Okay. Jay Kirshner is here from the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and strangely enough, Doug Steffen is here from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So we're going to go through the charts
with a
for
larger connection.
Yes, the larger connection. Okay.
Doug Steffen.
Yes, the week of September 26th, 30th, the last week of September. Is in the focus, the 10 stories, the 10 people. Let's start with the people list just for the heck of it, because we don't usually start with the story list. Aaron Judge and his home runs. Hooray. Right? What else can you say about that? Yeah, it is kind of. It's good. Yeah, especially because he doesn't play for L.A., although he plays for New York.
Kind of cool because Roger Maris's son was sitting next to Aaron Judge's mom in the crowd.
Yeah.
And I guess they were traveling this Roger Maris Jr. around all over the place because he's been in a little bit of a slump for Aaron, which is pretty big, a home run slump anyway. And so when he finally hit that home run, it was like, I think Roger Maris was like, yay, and now I can go.
Hooray! Exactly. All right, number nine, I didn't pronounce this person's name correctly, I'm sure. Jair Bolsonaro, do we know even who this person is? Because that's every once in a while these names jump out from the list, and wherever Michael Harrison pulls them out of, I'm sure somebody's talking about this person.
Okay, so give me the name again, because I have an idea who I think you might be talking about.
Jair, J-A-I-R,
Bolsonaro.
B-O-L-S-O-N-A-R-O. People say, wow, why aren't you prepared to talk about this guy?
Because a Brazilian politician.
Yeah, he's the president of Brazil.
He's the president of Brazil. Okay, very nice. Congratulations. Mitch McConnell, maybe he'll be soon running for that presidency in Brazil, because he's having a tough time here. He's at number eight. Jerome Powell is seven. That doesn't seem to be changing much, does it?
Just so you know why Bolsonaro's running, because it may not come up again in the stories, because they had an election.
Yeah.
And people have always kind of considered him to be like a Trump-like character, and so they're concerned about whether or not he's going to accept the election results. About that.
Really? Oh, so Trump has started an international deal. Let's everybody question the results of the elections. So let's have international upheaval. Let's have civil wars everywhere. There we go. Starting from scratch. Mitch McConnell, the old fossil, is number eight. Powell is seven. I said that already. So let's see. A lot of these names this week are really political, getting closer to the election, about 5 weeks away, I think 5 weeks from Tuesday. John Fetterman and Dr. Oz. What's the latest? Jennifer, usually stay on top of that stuff. The two of them back and forth like a couple of children, actually, it looks like. Feels like.
It's not even that it's that raw of a back and forth. It's just that poll is really, it's an important seat.
Tight.
It's currently held by a Republican.
Yeah.
That Republican is not running again, and so it's now going to be an open seat. And what's interesting about Pennsylvania is there is a strong candidate on the Democrat side running for governor. Polls have indicated that that would mean people come and vote down the ticket and vote for Fetterman as well. But Fetterman had a stroke not so long ago, and people have been questioning his ability to carry it out.
That's a good
Dr.
question.
Oz is running against him, and Dr. Oz, they've been trying to figure out how they can debate, and Dr. Oz says, I'll give you closed captioning. I'll let you have an advisor in your ear, and it seems that I don't think they've debated yet to this point.
Is this sounding politically incorrect, I suppose, here, but how would this person, wonderful as the object lesson is in him running, how does this person really serve, really get into the heart and soul of the matters at hand? If there is a physical and it's probably an emotional, but certainly the ability to speak or communicate or you know, if you don't have that, how do you do the
from
job?
What I hear, and he's having a problem connecting some of his thoughts, which is why Dr. Oz says you can have someone in your ear. Look, the question is the same. I don't like the guy because I think of, I don't like his policies. He's got very, very liberal policies, like letting criminals out of jail. These things that I don't think work because
how do these people even get this far? There was nobody who ran against him as a Democrat? Huh?
He had a primary, but people liked him. He was running as lieutenant governor, and he took a shift to the left. And Pennsylvania is a really interesting state.
Yes, it is.
Where it goes back and forth with the tide. And so while Dr. Oz, I don't think, is like the perfect candidate, just going back to him, I don't agree with his policy, but my grandmother had a stroke. And it is really difficult. My heart breaks for people who have them because they're not easy to overcome.
My father had one, finished him off. He had four of them, and the last one finished him off.
Oh, it's awful. And
This is not a good choice.
Choices.
Political choices are becoming less and less appealing because of the news media and social media making basically mincemeat. It's a fiasco if you run. All right. Number five is Ron DeSantis. He's more in the focus this week because of the hurricane than he is for his policies, et cetera, but he's certainly been very prominent in our discussions for the past couple of years because he wants to run for president, and it's the back and forth between him and Trump and yada, yada, yada.
There's been a lot of, it's a really stupid narrative of people are getting nailed with flooding. They're like, oh, this is going to be the test for Ron DeSantis. And how he does. I mean, look, that's true for every politician when a natural disaster happens.
Mm-hmm.
But let's focus on that after things dry out. Like, let's just get them out of the flooding part before we start worrying about the politics.
Number four, our Vice President, Ms. Harris. What is there to say about her? Why? What did she? She went someplace this week, didn't she? Go to North Korea or South Korea or someplace?
Called them our longstanding and enduring allies.
She's great.
You had Biden talking to dead people this week, and you had her out there saying that we're allies with North Korea. So it was a rough week.
All right. So Trump is three, Putin is two, Joe Biden's one. We don't have to get into that with any great detail because the stories speak for themselves. On the story side, sports and homers, number 10, the situation back again. I started a discussion earlier, Jennifer, on the term virtue signaling. Do you know what that means and how it's used? I bring it up because
virtue signaling, I think, is when you may not be authentically pushing your full force behind a narrative that you think is very popular.
Yeah, right. And so one of the things, one of those signs, Black Lives Matter, is an example of virtue signaling.
Getting a Prius early on. Remember,
signaling.
Like the Chevy Bolt early on. Or
that's
putting this story, those kind of,
So I think that's why I bring it up with regard to race relations, because a lot of people want everybody, some folks want, whether they really mean it or not, I guess, that's one of those things. You could mean it or not mean it. That's not really what virtue signaling is all about. It's when you make a big deal, a statement, literally and figuratively, about what your beliefs are. So that's kind of why I brought that up with the story on race relations. COVID is number eight. And I bring that up because there is an overview this week of our ability or lack thereof to deal with new outbreaks. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's an important part of the program of the Good Day Show, you can hear his hour at gooddayhealthshow.com every weekend, and he's also on the Good Day program during the week, talking about COVID-19, why you ought to get a shot, because now the new shots have the things that are necessary to combat the current problem with whatever, what is it, 5, 4, and 5? I forget what I think it's 4 and 5. So the fact that we, apparently, the scientific community says the United States is unable to control anything that's new. We are reactive, we are not acting, and as a matter of fact, because we are probably the richest nation in the world, we ought to be on top of it. We ought to be prepared, working hard to combat new pathogens, but our system is not connected. That is, The CDC isn't connected to the Institute of Health. All of the spaghetti or alphabet brand agencies in the federal government do not speak to each other. So there's one hand not understanding what the other hand is doing. And the mass confusion is really the reason that we fell apart in the first place back in March of 2020, and that we've been behind the eight ball. And not related to monkeypox, but we've been behind the, we've been catching up all along because the government isn't incentivizing the research until after the fact. This kind of reminds me of the whole status of our medical system. We don't prevent. We're not in the business of preventing because you can't make any money as a preventive anything. Preventive doctor, dentist, whatever, nah. We're not going to do that because we can't make any money. We can't fix anything if it's not broken, right? It'd be like having a mechanic and a car is perfect and you don't have to do anything to the car. Same thing is true here, according to this study, and it really is disgusting. I find it that way. When I saw this, I thought to myself, what a bunch of bozos. We're so busy worried about whether Trump found the election or won the election or didn't win the election, when in fact the real... really important, although, yeah, I get that whether the election system is corrupt or not is very important, for sure. I put it on the top of the list, but I think it's also important to have a government that works, and our government doesn't.
And also one that doesn't lie to you.
Yeah.
The other stories this week with COVID have been really disturbing, and, you know, I'm really curious. I actually thought about Jay during this because Jay and my other great friend in life all have babies, and they all, during their pregnancy, were forced to have the vaccine, and we were told that the mRNA was not going to make its way through breast milk into the baby, and now they've changed that story saying, oops, sorry, we're just kidding. Now we've got that. And then there was a story that it wasn't going to disrupt your period if you were a woman. And, oh, well, yeah, it
does. Yeah, that's the latest one that's coming out.
I mean, it's like, this week, it's been so much flip-flopping. Make the vaccines available, make the infrastructure available, and get out of people's way. Instruct them why it's good, tell them the truth, and let it go.
That's it. 18 after the hour.
Paid for by GovMint.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick. Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The FDA approved 2 reformulated vaccines. They're designed to guard against Omicron coronavirus strains. Currently, the predominant strain almost everywhere is BA5 with a little bit of BA4 mixed in. So the FDA gave emergency use authorization, which are booster doses to be given to people already vaccinated against the virus.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 24 after the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is Talk Radio Roundup with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Time now, this each hour in this segment of each hour on the Good Day program, we try to pay attention to what's going on social media with some of the comments, some of the dirt, some thoughts from folks who are listening. They can get to us pretty easily. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. The people in Florida, with the focus on the hurricane, which is number 5 this week on the countdown list. So let's go, Jay, if you would, through some of the people that are listening to us in Florida and what they have to say. I was telling you earlier the story of a man that I know who is down in Sarasota, or south of Sarasota, his house completely destroyed. So anyway, what do we have from other folks?
Yeah, friends checking in from Florida. Valerie Conger says, "Hey, Doug, safe from Port Charlotte. My house was in the eye wall for 10 hours.
Ooh.
We evacuated. Not sure what we will come home to, but we are safe."
Well,
Sean Connolly says, "Clear water is good. Cooled down quite a bit, too." Jeff Schmidt's mom is in Merritt Island, the Atlantic side, directly east of Orlando, and said they still have power, so that was all good. Karen Enberg says, "Our home is okay, waiting for electric. Most homes okay here, but mostly cages torn and landscaping's been ripped out."
Mm-hmm.
Celeste Erickson in Key West says they're safe. And Kathy Tunnell, she pointed out that no lives were lost after the typhoon Marbach hit 1,000 miles west coast in Alaska about a week and a half ago.
Right.
But the villages, the water, just all of that, the whole summer's worth of subsistence and gathering foods, hunting, four-wheelers, all of that was destroyed. So they need prayers and good thoughts as well.
Up there, a lot of wild weather. So they're holding good thoughts for people of Florida. Florida hold good thoughts for people up in Alaska. Mm-hmm. I would mention, I haven't seen Tom Connolly's name for a long time. Tommy used to be James way back 30 years ago, maybe 31 years ago. He was one of the original producers before you were around, Jennifer. I'm sure of that.
Yeah,
Wow.
The name sounds vaguely familiar. Yeah.
Good, he's okay. Yep. All right. How about this question, regarding reliable sources? I wondered do you believe? Basically, it's a question,
who's
right?
Who's a reliable source these days?
Especially when it comes to world news, not just what's happening in the U.S., but what's happening in other countries. How do we know what to believe? Sherry Steffen says, I will get through the local news fine. I watch Fox News as it's the only one that has a decent host, but smart enough to know that they are also wrong sometimes.
Oh, good. Thank
you. Ford says it is very difficult, and I don't trust any of the major news sources. I try to look at a headline and then beat the bush to find info from someone who was actually involved. Or who
you have time to do that. That's cool. Some people do. Some people don't.
Yeah, and then there was, who was it? Janine Bartholomew says she goes to YouTube because you can find a lot of local news sources in the other areas around the world and get their actual local news.
Well, somebody else said, I was seeing, you got to listen to sources or find sources outside of the country. So that's an interesting, that people are realizing that. Very interesting. All right, thanks for the comments. 28 after on our overview of what's going on News Talk Radio. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off.
The great thing about Calitrin is that it's not a drug.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits.
Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the full impact of Hurricane Ian is being assessed by Florida officials, South Carolina braces for the now Cat 1 hurricane to hit Friday. All of their coasts are under a hurricane warning. Some Florida officials jumped the gun in announcing numerous deaths from the storm. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on such announcements.
Yeah, I know the people have said certain things. In terms of confirmed, that will be made apparent over the coming days. But I think the things that have been said out there, that is not something that has been confirmed at this juncture.
A federal judge on Thursday denied an Indiana lawyer's request to pause the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness plan as part of a lawsuit filed against the Department of Education earlier this week. And just like that, the United States and North Korea are allies, according to Vice President Kamala Harris. She made the announcement at the Korean DMZ Thursday. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
This fellow who had cancer from Ohio, he beat the cancer, not for the first time, not for the second time, but for the third time. He walked a marathon inside the hospital where he was being treated for cancer. So he walked 26 miles inside the UC Medical Center in Cincinnati.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back with the overview of our world when it comes to news talk radio. What we are talking about have been, and talk hosts around the country have been, we in the person of Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, going through these as many as we can. Number six this week on the story list is crime and violence. I see the serial, say it again, Doug, there it is, the serial killer in Stockton, California. Police are looking at a number of homicides, apparently the work of a serial killer. Been a while since that happened, hasn't it?
I think so. I was trying to think of that. I was looking through and I saw the story in our prep today and I was surprised because I hadn't heard much about it. Stockton's a little bit further away from me. But, yeah, it's been a long time since we've heard about a serial killer on the loose. But certainly they seem to think that these crimes all have the same look and feel up in that area.
Yeah,
there's a lot of similarities with this person by themselves in a car.
Yep. Okay, also thinking about crime and violence, Highland Park in Illinois, outside of Chicago, the families involved. Remember this last July 4th, there was a big shootout in the parade for the 4th of July?
Yep.
And so now the families are suing Smith & Wesson, the gun manufacturer, for marketing practices. They say that Smith & Wesson was trying to generate sales from people like the gunman who opened fire in Highland Park. It was a target. So how do they come to that conclusion? Because the lawsuit focuses on Smith & Wesson, but there's got to be other gun manufacturers.
A large debate about whether or not you can sue a gun manufacturer. Right now, I think most states have immunity for them because it would be like suing a Ford, I guess. Yeah, well, I mean,
if you had a crash in their car.
Yeah. Right. But
you can sue them if something's wrong with the car.
You can if something they did went wrong with the car.
There's like loopholes with it where there's protection that you're not allowed to really sue the gun manufacturer, but there are instances that they targeted a specific type of person who happened to be what this gunman represented. So they're being sued in the lawsuit. It's also the actual accused gunman, the father, who is the one who got this gun for the person, for the gunman, and the gun store that sold the weapon. So all four of them are being wrapped up in this lawsuit.
Well, if you go back to Sandy Hook, The Remington Firearm Company was sued, and they had to settle $73 million. So the families, not only did they sue Alex Jones, they sued the firearm manufacturer as well, and they got out of it, they didn't get their children back, but they got there. So do all these companies make AR-15s? Who makes AR-15s, because those are the guns that we use.
They're just a type of gun. It's an automatic.
So anybody or everybody can make them, right?
There are all sorts of brands, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I do think, just moving on to for the crime story this week, did you guys hear the story? And I'm surprised it didn't make national headlines. And I think if the people that had been involved were actually people of color or minorities, you probably would have heard it. But did you hear about the officer involved shooting with the dad and the 15-year-old girl?
No. No. Not a word.
It was an awful story in California, and believe me, I don't think it's the police's fault in this particular case, but a guy who is married, so this family's married, they're going through a divorce, the guy's driving down the street in his pickup truck, sees his soon-to-be ex-wife walking along, it's unclear whether he coerces her into the vehicle.
They get into this
domestic disturbance, she tries to take off, he shoots and kills her, takes off, leaves her on the street, goes home, gets his daughter, who's living with him, 15 years old, picks her up, and they take off. They issue an Amber Alert. Suspect is identified. They do a car chase. They find him. The police engage in a shootout with the guy. Another suspect gets out of the car wearing full tactical gear, shooting at officers, and so they shoot back, and they end up killing. It's unclear whether the father or whatever, but it's a 15-year-old girl who was apparently, shooting back at officers.
Oh, she was shooting?
Yeah, and so originally everybody's like, oh, no, she couldn't have been shooting, but they've doubled down saying they have absolute evidence and proof that she was holding a gun and shooting back at officers. And the saddest part is all three of them end up dead, and there's still a little boy, her brother, who's alive now, who's lost his entire family.
And that mimics almost
incredible
to a T, one of the episodes in one of the FBI shows this week. Pretty much the exact same thing. So you wonder whether, sometimes people get their ideas from seeing some of these TV shows. All right, number five on our countdown list, the hurricane. There's the story of a neighbor rescuing a cat trapped in an air conditioner during the hurricane. One of the lighter, when you look at the 150-mile-hour winds and the rain and the dangerous storm surge and all the things that were going on. Here's the story of this man near Bonita Beach who was caught on camera rescuing a cat from the top of an air conditioning unit in a home. That is just, one of those things that go along with the story. There were, by the way, all kinds of as usually happens in these circumstances, the power workers come from states all around, in this case, the South. Power workers from Texas, Louisiana, folks coming in. The Coast Guard had lots of people out because people were dumb enough to be in ships or boats offshore. Can you imagine going out in a hurricane in a 24-foot boat. How stupid.
But did you see the people who are flying into the eye of the hurricane because they're researchers and they're gathering information, and this is something they typically do, and they said that this one was the absolute worst that they have ever been through, and they were so
pretty
happy
unnerving.
They only had to do one pass by.
Yeah, right. That happens, but you see some of these, and again, maybe you get newsreel footage of it, or sometimes you, there have been movies that have depicted these sorts of things where the plane just bomb, bomb, bang, bang, boom. You wonder how in the world the plane stays up in the air, because you're in a roller coaster. It's like the vomit comet, up to 100,000 square feet and just crash, head down, straight down. That's these hurricane hunters, man. And there are more of them probably in Florida than anywhere else for obvious reasons. But how'd you like it?
Remember the power of Mother Nature when you see all of those yachts that were just literally torn in half and thrown onto streets by the power of this hurricane? Wow.
So Universal, I think they closed, but they're opening for the weekend. The resorts, the Jurassic Park ride was damaged by the hurricane, so if you... going there, you want your money back before you get there. 14 inches of rain in Orlando. 60-mile-an-hour winds even through the end of the week at the Universal Resort. There were a lot of social media stories, as you were suggesting, Jennifer, all the stuff being thrown around from the various boats. But here you look at the incredible Hulk exhibit. That stuff got all destroyed. You look around at all of the restaurants that are there and the hotels, lots of damage there. But they're open for business. Can you imagine somebody, okay, hurricane's gone, let's go to Disney World.
I know. Well, some people were there, hungering down in hotels. I keep thinking about the swampy parts of Florida and all of the alligators and snakes that are...
They're all over the place now.
There was a shark.
Yeah, there was a shark in the street.
There's a shark. That reminds me of this episode of Saturday Night Live. Okay.
It's a shark.
Yeah, it's a shark. Right. And then there's the reporter who rescued a woman who was stuck in her car after being dumb enough to try to drive through the floodwaters. My God, people have no common sense. Do you even know how the car works? That's the other problem. People are so naive. Young people don't understand when you drive a gasoline-powered vehicle into the water, the air cleaner will suck the water in, and your engine will stall. It'll die. It won't work. And you're sitting there in the flood thinking you're going to get out. This is just the impracticality. Maybe I sound like a broken record, but my God, do you not have any common sense? Do you not know how your car works? And the answer is, for a lot of people, no, they don't know how their car works. Can you imagine being in an electric car going into a water puddle? You think that the gas cars won't run.
You won't run after that.
My God. Unga bunga. All right, 44 after the hour. Number 4, the former president's legal issues. We'll get to that after this. Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller, who is from the Calitrin organization, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. That's the slug line for Calitrin. But there's so many other stories that go with it, thanks in part, at least, to all of the things that are on the website, toploss.com, the success stories that are there. And that includes you, Elizabeth Miller, right?
I lost 40 pounds with it years ago, and I've been able to keep it off. I maintain it by taking Calitrin during the eating season, which is now upon us. And, I'll take it a little bit before the summer gets here if I want to drop a few pounds.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll-free, too, 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right, Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus,
Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Here's the deal. That's Queen Latifah, for those of you who don't know. 46 past the hour. Number four this week are the legal issues of the former president. A judge spared Trump and his lawyers from having to submit a sworn declaration about whether they believe the FBI summarized the items that were seized properly. So how did this come about, Jennifer? Usually on top of this stuff, the special master.
Excuse me.
What, did you
a little
do
cough,
something?
A little sneeze. Excuse the allergies me, yes. are killing me.
I know, everybody.
Yeah, the Trump story is an interesting one. It keeps going, and it's like a power play between the judge who appointed the special master and then the special master himself. And so right now what they're doing is they're going to delay this until December and kind of deal with it then, which I think is probably more appropriate. They're going to be able to go back and forth about whether or not the FBI actually put together a plan to plant evidence in Mar-a-Lago. Yeah.
Really? I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
Really?
It's been one of the stories that have been coming. Yeah. People going, okay, did they bring something in or take something out? The judge in the case, Eileen Cannon is her name, got rid of several different plans of or pieces of the plan that was proposed by the judge, Raymond Deary, who is the special master who was put forward by Trump for the third-party review that would have required Trump to make assertions in court, including whether or not he actually believes that the FBI planted evidence in Mar-a-Lago. So she put a stay on that, keeping Trump out of the courtroom, having to put those thoughts of his on record. So,
Wow. It just doesn't stop, does it?
The court battle, though, that's the interesting part, is between these two judges.
Yeah, right. The system versus the system. Mm-hmm. All right, number three, the politics, the election. Facebook has removed those fake Chinese accounts. Chinese attempting to meddle in the midterm elections. No surprise here between the Chinese and the Russians. And so how did they... how do you discover, first of all, Facebook is under a lot of heat. By the way, Zuckerberg has fallen to half the billionaire list from Forbes was released this week. And Zuckerberg...
What's he going to do?
I don't know. He's now only worth half of what he was before. But it tells you about the focus on Facebook and how people just... And he doesn't obviously get it. Yeah, you know, he keeps doing what he was doing. And the people are fed up with it. So the number of people, the amount of money that they can make, you know, it's all in question. Anyway, but at least they caught the Chinese doing what we all know they've been doing. And that's trying to influence the election on not only Facebook, but Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, impersonating actual news outlets.
Yeah, this is... And what do we do about it? What do we do about it?
The reason you cannot trust anything that you see anymore because you just don't know where it's coming from.
No, but you know the Chinese and the Russians are up to their mickey in trying to screw with the elections. All right, it's 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's
family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, I'm Doug. The gentleman you're about to hear who has that strange accent is a fellow who comes by it naturally because he's from over on the other side of the pond, but he's managed to he came up short one day and decided he'd come to America, and so here he is. Nick Miles at Your Auto Expert, or actually our. He's yours, but he's ours. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. And so we have the J.D. Power loyalty study this week. Toyota and Ford do well. That's the headline. So what's the story behind the story there, my pal, my friend Nick Miles?
Well, Toyota have always done well, Doug. And they seem to have this sort of magic source where they make the vehicles aren't necessarily amazing in any one category, but Americans love them because they work. And they're reliable, and they get out there each time, and they start, and they run forever. I always make the joke, but don't ever try this. You never really have to change the oil in Toyotas. They just keep running, and they're pretty bulletproof.
Yeah.
And they sell for good money, too. You know, if you ever look
resale.
At dealer lots, the Toyotas tend to be the most expensive used, because everybody knows you're in bulletproof Toyotas.
Yeah,
All those used categories, they always seem to be the number one. And then you can't really deny the Fords, and you're going to tell me, I know, that when you look for a farm vehicle, those trucks, they just keep on going, and they are the number one selling truck in the world and have been for, they're getting on 50 years now. They just keep going and going for the big truck category.
I have a couple of older ones that this gas price thing sort of forced me or encouraged me to look around because I have trucks around the farm for the help to use. And I found a 1986 Ford. The body's great. The engine won't run, but it was something simple. And then I just the other day found another one. It was like $700, and I think, okay, I'm buying that. And, you know, I'll use one for parts. The other one I'll make a good truck out of. There's no rust on that truck. It's pretty amazing. Yeah. And that's, you know, that's kind of the way Fords have been. I've always, we've had a lot of, well, I grew up on a farm that had General Motors stuff. And so that was my prejudice for a while until I got into a situation where GM wouldn't stand by what it was they were supposed to do. So I went back to Fords that I grew up around. Dodges, the earliest truck I remember on the farm was an old 1956 Dodge pickup truck. And I would like to find another one like that. We can find one. Anyway.
They're collector's items now, the Dodges and the the Fords are sort of the, you know, they're the middle ground where everybody just loves their Fords, and they keep on going, and they sell nearly a million of them every single year, and they're constantly coming out with new ones.
Keep going, exactly. All right, what about premium? Toyota and Ford are not premium brands. Do they have a ranking for them as well?
Yeah, I mean, Genesis are the one company that just seem to be doing well. And when you know that they are...
Who is Genesis? Who owns Genesis?
They're the Hyundai premium brand. And they've been doing... Yeah, you know, so a lot of people say they're not really sure about them. But their one thing with Hyundai was they wanted to do it American right. So the company's building their factories in America. They are doing everything the way that we would do them if we were Americans. And a lot of companies taking, I was at an event recently when the Chrysler engineers were sitting down at lunch, and I pulled up in a Genesis, and they said, do you mind if we take a look under the hood? And they spent an hour looking under the hood of this car, and they go, oh, they got that right. And they got that right. They got that right. These are the guys that are building, you know, plants. Hyundai and Genesis and Kia are sort of building their plants in Alabama. And they're doing everything the way they should do it. And they're doing it correctly, slowly, you know, the way that Americans would do it.
Right.
And bringing jobs
smart.
To the States. So
yeah.
It's hard to knock them.
Smart. Very smart. Yep. Yeah. I think all of that stuff is very there are a lot of good stories. You see car dealerships now being able to stock up a little bit. I was in a Ford, GM dealership. GM trucks seem to be now coming back into, you know, they're making them and they're getting them to the dealers. Looks like more of that's going on. So,
And the big indicator of that is the price of used cars, and they're starting to come down. So you know that new cars are coming into supply.
Yeah, people aren't that was going to happen. You knew that would happen. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com at 59 after the hour.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.